My name is Steve Rubner. I'm the president of Surf Life Saving Israel.
Steve, I spoke to you a few years ago, and I think you came a long way since I spoke to you. At the time, you had an idea of exporting something very unique, very Australian to Israel, and doing it as a charity, as a contribution of Australia to Israel. Can you please remind us this incredible project that was your brainchild?
Yes, we have exported the Nipper program to Israel. The Nipper program is as Australian as Vegemite. We live in south of Netanya, in Ramat Poleg, for a part of the year, every year. And our apartment is 300 meters from the beach in Poleg. So we do visit the beach regularly. Beach life in Israel is different to Australia. But one of the things that we noticed was that there are no volunteers. There are no volunteers in the life-saving movement in Israel. And we saw that there was a requirement to keep kids occupied on the beaches. And we also discovered that Israeli kids don't have the same knowledge. In fact, Israelis generally don't have the same knowledge about the sea and the surf as Australians do. So it wasn't long after July 2015 that we met with Surf Life Saving Australia, and Surf Life Saving Australia agreed to enter into a strategic alliance with us to establish a Nipper program in Israel.
That's amazing, Steve, because you actually had an idea and you managed to make your dream come true. You acted upon it. And you achieved a lot, bringing the Nipper program to Israel.
Yes, but I did not do that on my own. It wasn't just me. I was very lucky. Perhaps I was in the right place at the right time. I had a wonderful team in Sydney where we raised a substantial sum of money to fund our sending to Israel a number of Australian lifesavers to train Israelis to run the programs. And also in Israel, Hatzalah Yamit Israel, Surf Life Saving Israel, has a board made entirely up of Israelis, and they are a wonderful team, wonderful support at the moment, being led by David Levy, who is with us today visiting Sydney. But there is a wonderful passion that's actually grown up in the city of Ashdod. My colleagues in Surf Life Saving Israel have done a wonderful job. But in addition to that...
So what did they do so far? Do they have classes of kids going to the beach every summer, training? What did you do, actually?
Okay, well, the Nipper program is basically a water safety education program on the beach. We don't teach kids to swim, so we require that the kids attain a certain proficiency in swimming, but they learn the environment, they learn to understand the sea, they learn first aid, resuscitation, and they learn rescue. So our goal is that, like in Australia, the Australian Nipper will start at a young age. When they attain 14 years of age, when they become 14, they can become a junior lifesaver. And we're hoping that when our Nippers become 14 or 15, that together with the city, we will be able to produce lifesavers and who can then assist on a voluntary basis the lifeguards on the beaches in Israel.
That's wonderful. I know that the municipality of Ashdod opened their arms to your program. Are there any other cities in Israel that are using the Nipper program?
Well, firstly, I'd like to say Ashdod was the first city in Israel where we launched our pilot program. And we've had wonderful support from the Ashdod City, and we would not be where we are today without their support. So that's the first part of your question. The second thing is that we intend to springboard to the rest of Israel from Ashdod in the south. We're currently talking to a number of other cities. We have made contact at an advanced stage in some with Ashkelon, Palmachim, Tel Aviv, Herzliya, and Netanya. At this point in time, we have already one team in Herzliya. We've got approval from the city. We understand that the lifeguards are happy to work with us and to assist us, and our team is ready to roll for the next summer. And I understand they're actually going to commence in the over the Pesach holiday break.
This is fantastic. So you see, once Ashdod adopted the plans, now other cities can see and learn from it and also do it. This is unbelievable. Steve Rubner, I think you've done incredible job for Israel, exporting the NIPAS program and saving life in Israel. This is amazing. Thank you very much.